if a woman is going to have a child, you say she's
expecting or pregnant.
Right. Now, is there anything else that we say, for example, any other terms that we use for that?
Well, back yonder, you said, well, she's going to have a baby or she's big.
Now, if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman who might you might send for is a
midwife.
True. If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy
is like his father.
All right. Okay. If a mother has looked after three children until they are grown up, she says she has what three children?
Reared her three children.
Is there anything else she might say other than reared them? Sometimes we say, do you say anything else?
Oh, I've mothered them.
Mm-hmm. Mothered them. That's right, too. All right. Now, she had a hard life. Her husband died, and she what? Her six children all by herself.
Reared.
To a child who's misbehaved, you say, if you do that again, I'll give you a good
whipping.
That's true, a good whipping. All right, any other terms you think you might say? Anything else? I'll give you a good something else.
A good switching, a paddling.
Mm-hmm. That's right. All right. If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say, Bob, a lot in 1 year.
Grew a lot in 1 year.
Right. And then you say, to him, Bob, you certainly have
grown.
All right. Yeah. And children certainly grow quite a bit over summer, don't they?
I should say.
Mm-hmm. Now, for example, a child that's born to an unmarried woman is a, what do you call that kind?
Unwedded.
Unwed
mother.
Now, well, that's true. And what do we call the child if he's born to an unwed mother or an unmarried woman? What do we usually call those children? People call them many things.
I don't know why they say it, but they say they're bastards.
They sure do call them that, don't they? They certainly do. Any other thing that they might call those children?
An unwanted child.
That's quite true. Sometimes parents appear that they don't want them. All right. Now, for example, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot. What? If you compare the two?
Sweeter.
All right. Now, your brother's son is called your brother's son.
Nephew.
Is your nephew. Now, a child that's lost its father and mother is called
an offering.
A person appointed to look after an orphan is its
foster parents.
All right. Yeah. Do we call them anything else?
Well, sometimes if they adopt them, they are their adopted parents.
And if they have to look after their legal affairs and all of that, then is there anything we call them then? When they have to look after their legal business?
Guidance.
That's right. That's right. If a woman has been away from home for a long time, she sometimes goes back to visit all her
friends.
Friends, and if they are related, then she goes back to visit all of her
peoples.